Let us go to the interview that I recorded earlier with Tralee-based taxi driver Kevin Finn on what he has noticed with some customers getting into his car.
So basically, Tressa, good morning. I suppose what we've noticed is when people get in, especially students or foreign students, you have to nearly force them to put on the seatbelts. And I changed my car there over a year ago, and there's beepers and safety sirens in the cars, in the car, like all new cars or modern cars, and the back seats. And you ask them to run. A lot of them can't hear because they have the earplugs, you know. And when you ask them to run, they're a bit offended, nearly. Let's be honest about it.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, you know, and I think, and in fairness, you know, there's huge drink driving campaign, there's speeding campaigns, but you remember, Tras, as well as I do, you'll be a bit younger than I am, but you remember the ad on television by the Road Safety Authority about the person in the back not wearing seatbelts?
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be gone. We don't see any of that. Like, I just think that there isn't a huge awareness out there of the importance of seatbelts and people wearing them, you know. Yesterday evening there, I heard on with the other day on the afternoon show, people were on about, you know, the stats and the injuries. And you see yourself in Killarney there last week, the axe ahead of the road show there, and it's like, I think it brought home a lot of people about serious injuries, you know, and people not wearing seatbelts, you know, it's a recipe for disaster, really. Plus, like, we ask them because as PSV drivers, we're obliged by law to make sure if we're stopped and they haven't, we're responsible as well for them, you know. So it's just the mind boggles of why people, when they get into any vehicle, and I mind a taxi, when they get into, it seems to be cars, because, as you know, I drive coaches now during the summer, and there's never really an issue where anyone gets into coach, they put on the seatbelt, but there seems to be something about not wearing seatbelts in a car.
And you suspect it might be a generational divide, that you have young people who didn't grow up with those ads warning about the importance of wearing seatbelts in the front and in the back.
Yeah, I think it's a lot to do with it, Tressa, because, like, you never see young people now, you never ever, in fairness to young people, you never see them drink driving. Very seldom you see them, you know. Like, people get taxis and they just don't do that anymore. It's socially unacceptable to drink and drive. But when it comes down to seatbelts, it's a different, it seems to be a different story totally. You know, and like I would say yesterday, you know, I in the course today, I'd say over 50 times I test people, and you have to ask them a couple of times to put on, and like the sirens are beeping, 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 beeping. So I like, when they sit in and you go to move off, it beeps. So I stop, but I won't move until I put them on. And they're kind of looking at me as much as, say, what are you at? Like,
if a customer gets into your car, are they more likely to put on the seatbelt if they're sitting in the front seat, in the front passenger seat?
The front seat always will, yeah. The front, whatever's in it, the people in the front, is the passengers in the back. Now, a lot of people will. But the majority of passengers, I find, you have to explain to them to put on the seatbelts in the back seats. And again, if we go back to the old ads, do you remember the tagline, the person in the back that does all the damage?
No.
You know, and there's a lot of talk at the moment about, you know, accidents on the roads and cyclists, you know, the cycling bodies were before the Oireachtas yesterday. And, you know, like, it's still the big issue, like, that I find is seatbelts. And even if I find that when I'm driving the coach, you know, you're that bit high up, you're stopped at traffic lights, and you see a lot of people are not wearing seatbelts.
Now, Kevin, back almost 2 years ago, the Road Safety Authority, the RSA, printed research surveys into seatbelt use, and it reported a seatbelt use on the decline among drivers and front seat passengers. It particularly also found a decline in rear seat passengers simply not wearing their seatbelts. 1 in 10 reported driving without wearing a seatbelt at least once in the last 30 days. This is research now going back a number of years, as did those travelling in the front seat. One in five, so even higher, 18%, reported travelling without wearing a seatbelt in the back seat. So that all tallies what you've been seeing anecdotally, Kevin.
Yeah, it does, yeah. Yeah, and it's, you know, and I think it's something, you know, I think it's something that can be rectified. I think the RSA need to really step in, and they need to launch a campaign on seatbelts, you know, like they've done in the past, because it's you know, and there are people are wondering why politicians are down on top of the RSA, but like this is a no-brainer that they should be spending the money on this and seatbelts. You know, they do very good campaigns about accidents and about drink driving in different times of year. The guards do it, but good campaigns as well, but you can't do it all the time. You know what I mean? I think it's an awareness. I think the people have to take ownership of this themselves. The passengers, I think, need to put on the seatbelts. And like I've been encouraging people, you know, not to sit in the car, not to drive a car, not even to travel the car without the seatbelts.
Kevin, can I ask you, how ratty have people become when you've said a backseat customer, backseat passenger, and you've said you need to put on your belt? How ratty have some of them become?
Well, it's like if they don't, if they refuse to put it on, like I'll just stop the car and I'll ask them that they'll have to leave the car. I won't drive them. It has happened in a few occasions, but it's just that they're kind of, it's that attitude. It's by some people, more people say, oh, geez, I forgot it, and they'll put it on, you know. But I would think that it's the most natural thing for me to do when I get into any car is put on the seatbelt, you know. And I would maybe... I'm just surprised that this is the way it's gone, and it seems to be more prevalent. You know, most people will put it on when you ask them, but you shouldn't have to ask them. I mean, people should be aware of it, and I think they're not aware of the consequences. And like, it's not who I will hit or who I would consider myself a good driver, same as everyone else in the road, but if somebody hits me, it's the consequences of the people in the car that I worry about.
And the RSA, again, this survey is going back a few years now, back to 4 years now, to 2022, and they said that over a quarter of drivers and passengers killed on Irish roads in 2021, they weren't wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, and we see last year, the number of road deaths going up, you know, and you would, like, we give all these stats, but you know, it would be worth maybe the RSA's time getting a stat on the serious injuries, how many of those people had seatbelts on them. You know, it's very sad to lose so many people on the roads, but there's also those people like have injuries that are life changing, you know, and it's all, and the seatbelts are not ornaments in the cars, they're there for a reason. Kevin. You know, I just honestly, I can't get my head around why people, and the noise, like the especially any modern car now, the noise that the seatbelt buzzers make.
Oh God,
like,
yeah.
You know, but you know, and it's just I would encourage people, like, for God's sake, like, put them on. They're there, like I said, they're not an ornament, they're there for a reason, they're there to save lives. And hopefully maybe look at people who are listening this morning, and if it saves one life, it's worth it, you know.
And of course now you can buy these devices whereby you fool the car, you fool the technology, whereby it appears that you're belted in, but you're not. So why,
yeah,
again?
You know, like, I mean, that's
just so that you wouldn't have the beeper going off. But again,
I just can't. Again, that's mind-boggling stuff.
Yeah, it is.
You
crazy.
Know, I mean, it is. You'd have to laugh at it, but then it's so serious with what's happening. You know, it is very serious, and we have more cars on the road. You know, and there is more people on the road, there's more cyclists on the road, there's more pedestrians on the road. And like, you know, pedestrians, again, like I was listening to Stephen, the people about pedestrians walking, like, and then, you know, we're on the road driving all the time. And the amount of people as well, you see that are walking without high vis, you know, cyclists, not many, but you will see the odd cyclists or ones in e-scooters without helmets. That to me is probably the same as negligence as not wearing a seatbelt.
And that's Tralee-based taxi driver Kevin Finn. And what he's noticing, particularly among younger people, a reluctance to wear a put on the seatbelt. He has to tell them the noise is going off. He would have assumed, like I would have assumed, it's an automatic thing. You put them on, whether you're front or back, but that it's a particular problem, especially for people sitting in the back seat of his car. It's grand if he has a front seat customer, they'll put on their front, they'll put, most of them, as a matter of course, will just automatically put on their seatbelt. Not so with backseat passengers. They have to be told. So I would love to get your views as to why that is happening. And I think back in 2024, nearly 6,000 people were handed a fixed charge notice for not wearing a seatbelt in 2024. Then that's only the people who are caught not wearing a seatbelt. Can you imagine how much higher it was for people who actually weren't bothered wearing a seatbelt and actually got away with it?